Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel so bad for the hundreds of families impacted by these record wildfires in Colorado, just northwest of Denver yesterday. And Jimmy, you outdid yourself. I'm not sure how you set this up, but former Channel 4 meteorologist Kylie Burse, now the morning meteorologist at Fox 31 in Denver, joins us right now with an update. Avid hiker, too. Want to get to that if we have time. Good morning, Kylie.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. How are you doing?
It's a really tough morning here in Colorado, and I just want to let you know, I know that I told Jimmy this, but we are in continuous coverage right now, so I might have to duck out quickly if they do need an update on the winds and whatnot with that fire. But yeah, happy to chat with you and answer any questions that I can.
Kylie, my first question as a meteorologist, what do you tell people when there's a fire coming? With a tornado, we know to go to the basement. If your house is on fire, you probably shouldn't be in the basement, but you don't want to be on the roads because that could be problematic.
You get out. In a fire like this, and to be honest, Paul, I've been covering fires. I've been living out west with the exception of Minneapolis for those few years. I've been covering fires for 11 years now. I've never seen anything like this fire. We don't see them. This would be like if you had still water, you know, flames coming through any of the burbs in the Minneapolis and the Twin Cities area. These are homes that are right up against each other. It was a grass fire that was whipped by 100 mile per hour winds, and all firefighters could do was just tell people to get out immediately. You drop everything and you get out because these houses were going up in flames so quickly. I've never seen anything like this in a decade of reporting on fires and forecasting around them.
Yeah, it was just jaw-dropping. At one point, I was tracking fire tornadoes. There were some evidence of rotation with some of these storms. I mean, they were literally making their own weather, which you expect maybe in California or Montana. You don't expect that on the 30th day of December.
No, that's I think what's really getting to everyone. And we always say in Colorado, there is no such thing as fire season. It is all year round here. And we have had one of the wildest 6, 7, 8 months when it comes to moisture. We just haven't had it. We beat our latest first snow by almost a month. Typically, on average, we get our first snow on October 18th, and then the previous record, I believe, was November 21st. I might be off by a day or two. We didn't get it until the middle of December, and even then, it was a third of an inch of snow. It's unheard of for us, so we are extremely dry. We've got extreme drought conditions here. It's just so unlikely for this time of year, and then to get a wind event like we got yesterday, it was devastating.
Yeah, 105-mile-an-hour gusts. Kylie, the question comes up, and there's no easy answer. We don't know the answer entirely, but when people ask you about, okay, was climate a part of this, the fact that Colorado and much of the West trending warmer and drier, how do you answer that question?
I don't think there's any denying that climate's a part of it. You know, I think it is hard as you know, to tie climate to one specific weather event. But what we saw was the culmination of such dry conditions. If we had had the amount of moisture that we typically have, we would not have seen maybe the sparking as quickly, the spreading as fast. And so when you're seeing these trends to more extreme weather events in general, which this year for us, it's an extreme lack of moisture. There's no denying that, you know, it ties into climate and the differences that we've been seeing, you know, in the last 10, 20 years.
Weather weirding. And tomorrow, heavy snow in the forecast?
Yep. So it's actually coming for today. And so that's what I've been talking about this morning. We've just got to get through these next 6-7 hours. Best case scenario, we start to see it on the fire area, which is a little bit out from the foothills. And when I say foothills, I know that can be a little bit confusing. We have the Rocky Mountains here in Colorado. The foothills are where the Rocky Mountains meet the Front Range. So it's those big, beautiful pictures that you see of the flatland, and then you get the big mountains. It's where the Rocky Mountains begin. And we've got these homes and communities in that area. So we're first going to see the snow in the foothills. It's falling in the mountains right now. And then by late morning, early afternoon, we'll see that, and it will be continuous. We're looking at 4 to 8 inches on the fire area in particular, 2 to 6 inches here in Denver. So Everyone is just incredibly thankful for the timing, for getting that moisture, and for seeing that come on through.
Hey, Kylie, real quick, have you had a chance to do any hiking? I know you're a big-time hiker, and you found a good spot to hike, huh?
You know, it's so funny because everyone always asks me, why did you leave Minnesota? And I love it. I miss all my people. I miss, oh, my gosh, the food. But, you know, my heart really is in the mountains. And so I started my hiking blog, The Approachable Outdoors, because I wanted everyone to feel really confident about exploring the outdoors and to take the intimidation factor out of it. And I hear from Minnesotans all the time who are coming to visit Colorado, and they ask me, where should I hike? And so I'll send them my favorite recommendations. But, you know, I also talk about the benefits of mental health and getting outdoors. We know that in Minnesotans, we're such hardy people. We love the outdoors, and I just like the element of, you know, a couple extra, you know, 10,000 feet to climb up.
Very cool. Well, we sure appreciate you taking some time to join us here on CCO.
Course, Paul,
be safe.
So good to talk with you.
Happy New Year, Kylie.
Happy New Year, Paul.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.